Congregation, welcome to congregation. We are in December already, and a few more weeks we will celebrate Christmas. And maybe today you have put up the decorations already, right? And some of us have bought already gifts to prepare for Christmas to give to each other. And a few years ago, and somebody I know bought someone on Craigslist, and I came to this person's house. His name is Jim. And when I came during this Christmas, he was preparing to decorate his home. And I asked him, do you believe in Jesus? Or do you celebrate? I have been to church a few times, but I don't go to church anymore. And I said, why? Why don't you go to church anymore? And he said, I have a wife, but my wife has some kind of an allergy to the lotion of the ladies in the church. And so those smell cause her headache or nausea. And all the ladies' lotion bothers my wife so much. So we decided not to come. And when he told me that, he said, but it's okay. I would just do my religious stuff at home. That means, well, we prepare the Christmas tree. We do all of that. However, some of us are celebrating Christmas that way, just to carry out a religious stuff at home. Christmas is the opportunity to decorate our home by the lights, decorate with the tree. We can buy gifts for our friends and relatives. We open for a party, the house for a party. We celebrate and happy with the decoration of the home. But in reality, the meaning of Christmas is so far away from our home. So I like to use the verse in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. And we'll learn from this what the sign God was given. What was this key verse for? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. This key verse, there are three parts to this that we will examine in this lesson. Let's pray for guidance. We thank you, Lord, that you have seen each of our situation. We see the depth of our heart. And you know how sin has affected our life. And so you have a way out for us. You have given that we could not find in this world. And that is the wisdom of our Creator to bring us His salvation, a way out of this darkness. We know we are sinners, Lord. And this morning, may your word teach us, each one of us, about the wonderful truth about Christmas. So that when we celebrate Christmas, we can understand the true meaning. And so we are full of joy, not from the outward, outside environment, but from the bottom. May you bless each one of us here as we listen to your word. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of us are absent today. Some of us are sick still. But you thank God we still have the opportunity to worship together in person as well as online. we also welcome those worshiping from home. Let's learn together about the three things. The first thing is that God has given us a sign. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Isaiah is a prophet living about 700 BC. In the time of the King Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, or the kings of Judah. Isaiah, written by Isaiah, is very wonderful. It has the image of the whole Word of God. It has 66 chapters. How many books do we have in the Bible? 66 books in the Bible. How many in the Old Testament? 39 books in the Old Testament. And the 39 verses to or condemn the sin of the people of Israel. And the Israel people turn away from God. In the New Testament, we have 27 books in the New Testament and 27 chapters talking about the salvation of the Lord by the promise that God gives so that the Israel will return to the Lord. And this promise, not because Israel is worthy, but because God is grace, God's grace, because of his love, he gave it to us, the salvation. And so Isaiah book is the fifth gospel. We have four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, talking about the grace of God for the whole world. And Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, is the gospel of the God expressed to us the salvation plan from not just for the Israel people, but for the whole world. And we are thankful because in this book, there are many applicable to the time of Isaiah with the king that he served. But also it has many things that related to the world in the whole. And one of the key words related to the world is that what we have read. For the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. The king Uzziah reigned for 52 years during the time of Isaiah. And Isaiah was broken when King Uzziah died. And one day, Uzziah passed away. Death has to come. And so Isaiah was heartbroken when Uzziah died. And how will the kingdom of Israel hold up after King Uzziah? And so Isaiah was heartbroken when King Uzziah died. It's talking about the picture of Adam and Eve has been created in Eden, but when they fall into sin, they were shoo away from the garden, losing the relationship with the Lord. And then King Ahaz, which is the son of Jotham and the grandson of Uzziah, Ahaz does not fear the Lord. He lived in sin. He lived in sin, but then God has caused Israel people and get an ally with the Syria to attack the Judah in the south. The Israel, why did causing the northern tribe to attack the south? And Israel represent our flesh three desires, the flesh desire. Each one of us has this desire of the flesh. And so, with the alliance of Siri, our desire is used by Satan to attack the spiritual being of each of the believers. When Ahaz was informed that the Israel of the north is aligned with Assyria, in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 2, wrote like this, "Now the house of David was told, Aram has allied itself with Ephraim. So the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken as the trees of the forest were shaken by the wind." And when the Assyrian army has killed 200,000 of the Israelite in Judah, so Israel is aligned with the enemy to attack their brothers in the south. But the sinful condition prevent Israelite people to be far, to not to be close to God. And King Ahaz was comforted by Isaiah in verse 10. "The God will give you a sign," but he needed something to make sure that God is present with the people in the south under the king Ahaz. So Ahaz said, "No, I'm not going to ask my God for a sign. I'm not going to test the Lord." And God has promised Ahaz in our key verse, "The Lord himself will give a sign, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." That promise with Ahaz, God has fulfilled that because one of the young concubines has given birth to a son, and that son is Hezekiah. And Hezekiah went, and Hezekiah worshipped the idols, like the Asherah pole. But Hezekiah then destroyed all of that Asherah pole. But also the people were worshipping the bronze serpent that Moses established. So he put away all the idol worship, and Hezekiah is an image of Jesus coming to save the world outside of the slavery of sin and darkness, so that they can return to the world. Today, Christmas is a bring joy to the entire world. But unfortunately, many people are enjoying Christmas without knowing the meaning of Christmas. And the key verse is also the passage of today. "The Lord himself will give you a sign." The first thing that God gives is a sign. Is it necessary to have a sign? When we drive, we see the warning sign on the road. So we know that we should slow down or there's a turn ahead. If we do not pay attention, and it is risky to have accident. And somehow there are signs that say curving to the right, and there is danger ahead, that we have to depend on the sign for safety. If not, we will risk accident if we do not obey the sign. And so the sign is something to let us know ahead of time what's coming. And God said, "I give you a sign." That means give you something that will happen in the future. And what God gave to the world is that Jesus has been sent to us. Jesus means that God has given my God not by Mary or Joseph, was chosen by God for the baby Jesus. And the Bible talks about this son will save, he will save the people from their sin. This is Matthew chapter 1, 21. The meaning of the name Jesus is explained there. And when Mary has carried the Jesus in her womb, she was asked to name him Jesus. Nobody has been named before. That person with already a name already given. It's very rare. And knowing that ahead of time that it will give birth to a son instead of a girl. So many couples would not name their children until they know the gender. But with God, God will know. God already knows that Mary will give birth to a son. And so the son has been given by God because the love of God, when God said to Ahaz, ask me for a son. And Ahaz refused. I will not test the Lord. I will not ask for a son. But Ahaz here did not want to receive the blessing from God and refused to ask for a son. And after Israel, and the people are in sin, they ran away. When Adam and Eve sinned, they ran away from God. The glory of God, when God created Adam and Eve, has lost that glory. Now they realize that they are naked before the Lord. They use the leaves to make clothes for themselves. But Adam and Eve can only cover the shame with each other. They could not cover the nakedness before the Lord. And when God came, asked Adam, where are you, Adam? Adam, when I heard your voice, I was afraid and I'm hiding because I know I am naked. Ask God, who let you know you're naked? Did you violate the commandment? Did you eat the forbidden fruit? Dear congregation, sin has caused Adam to run away, but God has prepared a plan to save humankind. And with that, he killed an animal to use a skin to make clothes for Adam and Eve. But this is very important. The important here is not that the skin of the animal is better than the leaves, more than the one making leaves. No, that's not the real meaning. God has supplied the way of salvation by a sacrifice of an animal. And whatever came from God is valuable, can cover up the nakedness. And the animal who has been sacrificed, this is an image of Jesus, came into the world to sacrifice to cover up our sin before the Holy God. And so Jesus is the righteous robe that whoever put it on, that person will be accepted before God. When God gave a sign, this sign, not just for the Israelite people, this sign is for the whole world. Because back then, Judah was not worshiping God. They were far away from God. In verse 13, then Isaiah said, here now you have a David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? So the rebuke is not just Ahaz, the king, but the entire people of Judah. Not the sign is the solution, not just for the king Ahaz, but the entire people of Judah in the sign. And this sign is for the whole world as well. The sign of Jesus, because of the whole world has fallen into sin. When we have put up the Christmas, then we know Christmas tree, then we know the Christmas is coming. And then the nativity scene for the angels, the figurines of the angel, because those are related to the Christmas story. However, our problem is that through those images, the promise is the more important one, that the son will be promised to be given us. There's a lady had a circle of friends of whom she really wanted to buy Christmas presents. Time slipped away, and it was so busy at work for her, she wasn't able to get to the store to purchase those gifts. Time was running out, so not too many days before Christmas, she decided to give up on the gift idea and just buy everybody the same beautiful Christmas card. She went to the local gift store and hurriedly went through the now picked over a stack of cards and found a box of 50, just exactly what she wanted. She didn't take time to read the message, just noticed a beautiful cover on it, and there was a goal around it and floral appearance on the front of the card. And she thought, that's perfect. So she signed all of them with "all my love" signed. As New Year's came and she had time to go back to two or three cards she didn't send from that stack, she was shocked to read the message inside. It says, and a little right, "This Christmas card is just to say a little gift is on its way." She was in trouble. She now needed to get gifts for everyone on her Christmas card mailing list. So, with God, God gave us a gift, which is the Son, Jesus Christ, to save us out of darkness, to get us out of our sinful condition. And only the Creator can supply this salvation to us. He sent His Son. But when the set time has come, Galatians 4:4-5, we read, "God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship." God has sent His Son. All these events of this world did not prevent Jesus to come. Satan tried to destroy the salvation plan, but Jesus continued to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. And every year we celebrate Christmas. Christmas is a sign that has prepared for you and me to have salvation, to get us out of our sinful nature. The second point here is that God has sent a son. He gave a son, but also gave a son. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. King Ahaz has a son, King Hezekiah. Hezekiah is the king that feared the Lord. And the Bible said in verse 5 in 2 Kings 18:5, "Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him." The birth of Jesus has been mentioned many and prophesied thousands of years before. There's a miracle that we have seen. And Jesus was born by a virgin, by Mary. But the fact that Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary, because God has created this conception without a man, Joseph. Jesus' conception was not by the union of a man and a woman. In all of human, Jesus is sinless because he was not born by the natural way of a man and a woman. And that is a miracle by the power of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. can, when we believe in the one who can have salvation for us, and his death must be valuable because the death of a sinless person. But if Jesus were just born just like everybody else, he was just like us. He also has the sinful nature in him. He could not be worthy of a sacrifice. When we celebrate Christmas, a virgin will conceive. And this is a supernatural event only God can perform. Why didn't so many people in this world did not accept Jesus here? There's a story about a violinist named Joshua David, was born 1967. He's a wonderful violinist, and he has received America a Grammy Award. One day, he performed in the Boston Symphony Hall. The prize at that time was $100, but it was sold out very quickly. Many people admire Joshua David there. 3 days after he performed in the Symphony Hall, he went to a DC Metro. He used the same violin that he played at the Symphony Hall in the Washington DC area. He wore just a jean, and he wear a cap and then a t-shirt. And then he used his cap, put a few dollars in there, and sit there. And he used his violin, the same instrument he played at Symphony Hall at Boston. And the price of violin is $3 million. And he played all of the classical songs that he played before. And from Schubert, Beethoven, Mozart, all the famous composers, and he played for 45 minutes in the subway of DC, and finally, there are 27 who dropped money in there. How much did he get? $32. Why? A famous violinist play at the Symphony Hall, $100 per ticket. But now, when he's outside, plays the same kind of music, same instrument, 27 people pass by and give him $32. What's the big difference? Maybe the $32 already have his money in there. If God sent Jesus a prince or a king, maybe people will respect. All the world will welcome him as a king, but no. Jesus was born in a lowly nature. It was for animals. Among the tavern is very poor under the Roman Empire. Because of that, there were many denied Jesus as Lord. Hezekiah has been born to Ahaz, so the house of David can return to the Lord. And Hezekiah can return, has the people to come back to the Lord, to make the people Judah repent. Jesus' baby was born so that the entire world can escape the wrath of God. But dear congregation, each one of us has a choice. Everybody has this privilege to receive this son, because this is the way God wants us to trust in the death of Jesus on the cross, dying for our sin. I think that there is no religion in the world that has this easy way out like this. Every religion must require a person to do certain things to achieve a kind of achievement. But the easiest thing for Christianity is to accept the gift of Jesus Christ. Everybody can accept Jesus Christ, whether he's a some position in society, even poor people or rich people. This doesn't matter. The learned people or the one has no education, the modern world or the third world country, everybody has a joy to accept and receive the baby Jesus. So that we can be saved. The choice is each one of us to make. If the Son of God has been sent to us to be our sacrifice, but we have to be responsible for our own choice when we accept or deny Jesus in our life. There is only one way out of this darkness. Only one way out. So that we can escape this sinful nature. Christ has died for us. It's a price purchased us of our sin. And so when we celebrate Christmas, our heart do not accept this Son. It is meaningless just to celebrate. We enjoy Christmas, but we do not understand the true meaning when God has sent us a Son. And this is very unfortunate for each one of us who just celebrate on the outside. We pray that in this season that we truly embrace the meaning of Christmas for ourselves. Do we receive actually the Christ that has been born to us as promised from God? Do I receive the Son of God to acknowledge his death on the cross to purchase us from our sin or not? And the third point, God has given us a promise. God has given us a sign. God has given us a son. And God has given us a promise. And that promise is that child is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. Why? This name is so important. Why is it so important? Why is it so important that Christ, God is with us, is so important? Ahaz is the time of afraid before the enemy or alliance with the northern Israel country to try to attack Judah. This is a strong enemy that Ahaz could not know how to fight up. But the promise God said, I will be with you. This is important. God said, I will be with you. And Hezekiah, in verse 15 and 16, for before the boy knows enough to reject the right, wrong, and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. So God promised that he would not be defeated by his enemy because God is with Ahaz, that Israel and Assyria was laid waste. And God has fulfilled this promise. And Ahaz heard of this promise. And the promise has been fulfilled. This is not what Ahaz asked for. Though you did not ask a sign, I will give you. Why? Because he has a promise with David, the first king of Israel, that God will not let the throne of David be cut off. And so he had a way, God has a way to maintain the descendant of David. So Israel and Judah has the same meaning because it is a descendant of King David. It is a Isaiah has so many promises that God has been recorded by Isaiah. Especially the prophecy for the believers. It expresses the grace of God. Give salvation. Not because Israel is worthy, but God is love. Because God is love. God does not want the world to fall desperately into sin. He provides a way out. There are so many promises in the book of Isaiah. In verse 21, verse 10, God has promised in Isaiah, "Do not fear, for I am with you." Verse 10, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The Creator has promised to the people as Israel, to the people of Judah, God has promised it with you and me, I will be with you. So, God with us, that can shoot away all our sin. And some of us will bring the children to the doctor. The doctor, the kid can be fearful of the dentist, for example. And so when our children walk in the darkness, they are afraid. When he is lost, our son is lost, or our daughter got lost, that fear is in there. So when they hear the voice of the parents or see that their parents are with them, they feel better. Only the parents say, "I will be with you," the parents said to the children. And then the fear starts to subside. God understands the heart of all who created. They will be in fear. They will be alone because of the sin in their life. And God promised, "Emmanuel, God will be with you." And God has come, just like a parent comes to the children. He is not a stranger. He came as someone who we know to comfort us, to take our fear away. So do not be afraid. And that's God say to Ahaz. And when the angel appeared to the shepherds in the field, "Do not be afraid, for I tell you a good news." God understands our fear. And anytime God appears, "Do not be afraid." They ask a prisoner, "What caused you the most fear in the prison?" And the prisoner answered, "The worst fear is loneliness. Loneliness. Though they are fed, but it's not something close to the meal with him. They live together in the prisoner with the fellow prison, but they are not brothers, just like in the family. In the prison, they can sleep together, but it's not the same as sleeping with a family under the house. A prisoner under the power of darkness, just like the prisoner, we will never feel comfortable. There's always a burden when our sin has not been lifted away, has not been forgiven. There's a conflict internally. The prisoner may have something to eat, a place to lie down, but the need to be close to the family is always there. That nothing can overcome that. And so to satisfy in the depth of our soul, we need the emptiness in the soul when we do not have the love of Christ residing in us. There is so much conflict, so much emptiness, when Christ is not in our heart. Somebody has said like this, Jesus has been born so that we have resurrected in the soul. He chose the nature so that we can come into heaven. He accepted a mother on earth so that we have a father in heaven. He has been bounded so that we can be free. He left the glory of heaven so that we can receive the glory just like him. He became poor so that we become rich. He received the shepherd to welcome so that all of the angel will welcome us when with the day we meet God. He suffered under Herod so that we can escape Satan. He paid the price so that we can be blessed. I think we could not express anything. We could not have enough words to express how God's salvation plan is so wonderful for our human, for this world. We may be successful in our business. Our children can be successful, but there is something empty in the soul of many that we could not be, they could not be filled. They can find some of that in entertainment or alcohol or drugs. But after all of that, all this entertainment, all these booze and drug, emptiness cannot be filled until we have Jesus in our heart. Because we are created for the Lord, for God. The purpose of we created to be with God, to live with God, for God. And so God gave the believers a, for those who believe in God, has a inheritance that the body of Christ, the assembly of the believers or the body of Christ. I hope that in this Christmas we see what God has given us so that we can participate, can be more meaningful to us each time we celebrate Christmas. You and I will have true joy when we see the sign of salvation of God. When we receive the Son of God who have come to pay the price for us. And we receive the promise of God, I will be with you forever until the end. May God bless all of us to know that the salvation of God has come. The Christmas, that we rethink the meaning of Christmas, the true meaning. Do we truly experience the true Christmas spirit in our heart? This morning is the first Sunday of the month, so we have communion. And communion which Jesus has established, and Jesus said, the bread represents my body, the cup represents my blood. Because of death and the shedding of blood, sin can be forgiven for those who put faith in Christ. It's very simple to believe what Jesus had done for us so that we can be forgiven. And we have the bread and cup in each of our tea. And you have declared your faith. So you will receive the cup and bread. It represents the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, so that we can receive forgiveness before we have communion. Let's all stay. We examine our heart at this time. Let's come to the Lord and may be worthy to receive this cup and bread. Whoever receives this in the way unworthy, we are asking for judgment on our life. We have to be responsible for our own action, the way we live. Let's pray. Dear loving Father, we are thankful, Lord, because the word from Isaiah 700 years before Jesus came into this world, and we will receive a son, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and name him Emmanuel. And all these things today has been fulfilled. We are thankful, Jesus, because you came to the world. You accept the mother on earth so we can become your children in heaven. You have paid the price so that we can experience life. You were despised so that we can were glorified. You have died so that we have life. When we receive the cup and bread, may we always examine our own life, that we commit our life in a way worthy according to your will. May you bless each one of us. Any of us here have not received Christ, we pray that you will come into their heart, because there is no other salvation other than the name of Jesus. When we continue to save ourselves by our own works, may you allow us to come to dedicate our life and accept the work of Jesus on the cross. May this cup and bread remind us of your love for us, so that we can be worthy to receive this communion. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.